For those of you who don't lip read, good morning. I hope everyone's well. I forgot to unmute, sorry about that. Daki, daki, asibo she yisoyo odin bohem loshem midocha v'roim shishahim. There are six circumstances, stages of life, which as a result of which a person can and should be aroused to do tshuva. ובכל אחד מהם למדנו דעס הסעודם, ולימדנו דעס הסעודם, איך יסחלק בחיק את תכונסו, ויעזן את תכונסו, ונועה להם אוזן לשמוע. And with regard to each of them, we're learning, we're teaching how a person should take himself to the side. A person should separate himself and to be able to reflect. And we look to arouse the person to hear. Haskel v'yadoi ikorim ikorim. Now here comes the line that we'll spend a minute or two on in Mitzvah Shembli Neder. But the truth is, above and beyond these six stages of life, more important, more fundamental than that, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, Loshuv b'chol yom. A person should have a kvius to be mizbonein, to do tshuva on a daily basis. B'nafshecha l'tahir. And again, addressing us in the second person, addressing us directly, and to purify your soul. Without encountering, literally seeing some cause which will serve as a catalyst. And without the events of the day triggering your thoughts, the impetus for tshuva should be an internal one. And specifically, here's the crucial phrase, kisizkor es baracha. When you remember your creator, v'hoy l'cha zichro l'meshiv nefesh, remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that will restore your soul, midarkei toldos gush ofa, from the chomrius, which otherwise will just engulf you. Maybe a little bit of a moshel for what Rabbeinu Yonah is teaching us here. Imagine you have a son. He grows up in his father's home, and it's a wonderful home. He's given such an excellent chinuch. He's nurtured all the right values and priorities are instilled with him. And then Vayihi Hayom, he goes to the other side of the world. Maybe he grew up in Australia and he moves to the United States or vice versa. And then he has no contact. It's before Zoom and Skype and FaceTime and whatever else. And there isn't any kind of contact between him and his father. And he becomes enchanted and drawn in to a different lifestyle. And then somehow or other, whether it's because he conjures up the thought in a moment of nostalgia, or maybe however it comes about, he thinks of his father. He remembers his father. So right away, by thinking of his father, that triggers an association with all the values that his father had instilled within him. It triggers association for all the priorities in life that his father had taught him. And Bekitzer, that moment of recollection gives him a different perspective and causes him to reassess his direction in life, his focus in life. When a person takes a moment and thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Siz Kos Baracha, it places everything in life in context. What's meaningful, what's so transient as to be meaningless unless it's intended and needed for some greater, more noble, more transcendent purpose. A person remembers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It defines his goals. It inspires his aspirations. And it gives him that guidance. And it's a fascinating thing here. If you go back for a minute, in Shar Aleph, if you have the Rabbeinu Yonah in front of you, Rabbi Elsaint, if you go back to Ha'ikar Hashishi in Shar Aleph, Rabbi Elsaint, Habusha, one of the Ikarim of Tshuva is a sense of shame. Why is busha so central? We understand it's intuitive why hakaras hachet, why acknowledgement of a chet is so crucial and so indispensable. We understand why kabbalah lahaba is so crucial and so indispensable. But why bedafka do I have to have that sense of embarrassment? We're all inhibited by public opinion. We're all inhibited when we know we're under a social microscope. Right? Who wouldn't be humiliated if all his shortcomings and faults and misdeeds were exposed? But given that sensitivity that we have not to be exposed, not to have our shortcomings, inadequacies, faults, misdeeds, averos on display for anyone to know. So how is it possible? But they're always on display. So how is it that Ein Zeh, says Rabbeinu Yonah, here's a diagnosis of chet, leaving aside the example, let's say, of a tinok shenishba. It's a common denominator to every chet. Ein ze kiyum lefi hayos Hashem yizbarach rachok mikol yosa. The way chet happens, the opening that exists for a person to be chote, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not on his radar screen. Alkein yevosh min hanivoyim, that's why we're inhibited and we're embarrassed lest others be aware of our shortcomings. But we don't have that same sense of shame that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is aware. So the remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu is both, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, both the catalyst of tshuva as well as the goal of tshuva. You see that in the Rambam as well, that remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the goal of tshuva, because that's the reversal of chet, which is rooted in forgetting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The famous Rambam, you have it in more than one place, but the famous Rambam in Perek Gimel, where he talks about the remez of tshuva, of u yishenim mishenaschem, v'akitzin edomim mitadamaschem, chipsu b'maaseichem, chizru b'tshuva, and what's the culmination? Chipsu b'maaseichem, chizru b'tshuva, and what's the culmination? V'zichru barachem. The same as this Rabbeinu Yonah. That's why the Rambam also has boshti in the quintessential vidui. Nichamti boshti ul'olam eni chozeh l'dov hazeh. So zechiras haborei is both cause and goal. It's both the beginning point and the end point of tshuva. How was that? Obviously, because Zechiras HaBorei is possible in different levels. Zechiras HaBorei is possible in different levels, both quantitatively and qualitatively. A person can remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's, again, a momentary recollection. And that's enough, Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us, to give us a different perspective and a different focus in life. The goal is not just the momentary recollection, but the goal is sustained awareness of Zechiras HaBorei, the goal to which we aspire. It's a lifelong journey. But and one doesn't reach the destination, but one keeps getting closer and closer, Be'ezus Hashem, of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Summit. So Zechiras HaBorei, Kisisko is Baracha, he tells us here at the beginning of Shana Sheni, and what he tells us, that when the tshuva, when part of the tshuva, that's the catalyst of the tshuva, but then the tshuva itself involves the busha. And again, the way the Rambam presents it, a person says in the Vidui Boshti, it's the culmination of the tshuva. Why? Because different levels of Zechiras HaBorei. One in terms of constancy, and the other, obviously, in terms of the echos of that Zechiras HaBorei. A person can be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more superficial sense. A person can be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more profound sense. And there too, that's how Kisizko Es Baracha is both cause and catalyst for tshuva on the one hand, as well as the goal and the culmination of tshuva on the other hand. Okay, so we'll stop here for the Shari Tshuva this morning. So B'linan Yirtzeh Hashem, we'll resume today's Thursday. So we have the early share at 11:30 B'linan Yirtzeh Hashem with the Ran about B'dika Biyu in Yoni Vitol Yirtzeh Hashem B'linan. Okay, Rabbos, I hope you all have a good productive morning. Be well, be safe. See you a little later. Mitzvah Hashem.